All right. I didn't even know that was possible. Anyways, let's go. Sit back, relax, get your favorite libation, your favorite snack. This train wreck's on the tracks. Let's do it.
You want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 426, recorded live on November 11th, 2015. I'm your host, Ed Hard Hat, with
Scott Burks.
I heard Scott Burks.
427.
Scott Burks.
And Corey the Wonder Dog. Okay. You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. No, he didn't. Be sure to contact us via our voice line at 630-31-VOICE. And also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter and Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored, if they still want to, by cache-advance.com for all your geocaching needs. Cache-advance.com, go find it. Yes, once again, this is the Evil Gremlins 2.
Corey, what are you doing over there?
I'm not quite sure. Did you miss your cue, sir?
And Stevens ad infinitum.
There you go. Better late than another.
The finger, like, you now go. We've only been doing it for two years.
I think so. Come on.
Wow. Yeah. Let's just say we're going to...
Has it been that short already?
Yes. We're going to do a startup, and we're just going to buy all brand new computers thanks to you, your fine contributions. Please send them now. We're going to need about, what, $20, $30 million, and just send it to us in small bills. We'd appreciate it, and we will get some equipment for these poor folks.
So I hope I stay on the whole time. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to the weather in Chicago. And why would you? We're getting some like 50 mile an hour winds and stuff coming here.
It is a windy city.
Tornadoes in Ohio on its way to Chicago. So
really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking out the window. It's raining, but the wind's starting to pick up. But you're supposed to get 50 mile an hour winds tonight.
Wow. And then Corey, which we can hear the typing, is going through and we're hearing...
I'm not even typing.
That's not you? Uh-huh. All right.
No.
Okay. Well, I almost apologize.
I'm doing nothing.
So you're in a deep freeze.
Yes, it was snowing in Colorado. Was it snowing?
Yes, we've gotten snow. It's amazing.
All right, seriously, dude, you got to get
up. It's awesome.
Bring the laptop to the window and show us the snow. Come on.
Is it visible snow that you're getting right now?
There we go. Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me put this over so that we can watch. This is live for the people watching, listening to the podcast. We have Corey vision.
I want to see the first snow of 2015.
I want to see the first snow. So Corey is now walking through his house that he's going to soon be leaving, and he's actually.
They want to see the snow.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
My wife's like, what are you doing?
Yes, this is Corey
why
vision.
Why are you out of your cage, Corey?
Oh, I'm in socks and it's cold. Okay, I don't know if you can see it here.
What? Turn the camera
around. Turn around so we can see it.
Out here to where I can actually.
Okay.
I got no camera.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Lift up.
Oh, I almost fell. Can you see the snow?
Oh, yeah.
It's not much, but it's there.
It's there.
See? Snow.
Wow. So there you go.
Yeah, I think we got an inch today.
Holy cow. Yes. Now the interesting
that
Corey's actually moving to his house in the not too distant future. Now Corey has chosen and again we're trying to figure this out. Corey has chosen to move, what is it, 10 miles or 12 miles deeper into the snow belt?
12 miles up the snow belt, and it gets about twice as much snow, they're telling me.
Why? I'm assuming land is
because really cheap. I love the snow.
Have you watched The Shining?
I moved up here to get to the snow.
You're in the snow, dude. You want to get...
Love it.
All right.
Well, sometime during the next couple of months, instead of Corey doing snow angels, he'll be showing us how to gopher hole himself.
Over an igloo. That's right.
Look at this is my tunnel, my snow tunnel to my car.
He just wants to drive a snow track.
This year, I might actually have my official ice man cave. So
literally.
We'll see.
If you record live from the man cave, I'd send you $100.
I'm telling you.
It's cold in here.
Oh, my God. we have to admit, over the time that Corey has been with the geocaching podcast, we have seen some very unique settings that he has broadcast from.
Yes.
Including the two heaters, one on each side of the monitor.
My favorite was the church, the abandoned church.
The church was good. The red room was good. I'm just saying.
Oh, the red room! I forgot about that.
Oh yeah, we've learned a lot from Corey. We thank him for bringing in culture to the podcast that we normally would not see.
Now I have all the boxes here. Super packing.
When are you moving?
So there
Why
you go.
Even unpack? That's the question. Why even unpack?
For the adventure.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, my books are back behind me.
When I was in Utah, I haven't owned my house for 2 years, and we've kind of shifted around. Now I own my own place again.
There you go.
So I won't be shifting around.
And you know why you get bigger house to do that? To fill it up with more stuff.
Yeah, more stuff. Yeah, it's Chad, shame on you, Chad. Chad, you should be unpacked by now. Shame
I was going to say.
I don't have a bookshelf, so I have built-in bookshelves.
I just noticed. Your place looks like mine, and I'm moving. What's up with that?
This is the one room that's not fully unpacked.
Wow.
I got boxes of books because I have no place to put them.
Is that the office? What is that?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. In other words, this is the room.
I've been to California. They have a swap meet every weekend.
See my 3D printer back there?
Uh-huh.
I unboxed it.
Oh, there you go.
You unbox your sound equipment, your printer.
And this is the only room you're allowed, so that's why.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my home theater room is all set up.
See.
Priorities, right.
There you go. Man cave first, office second.
Wow. All right, I'm going to live in vicariously through you guys because this is it. This is what I get. So
did anybody see the update to Periscope today, by the way?
Did they? Yeah. They've got some new features they have put on Periscope.
You can finally scrub the videos.
You could scrub them.
So if you watch a video of somebody who's not live anymore,
right,
that 24-hour, you can scrub it. You can go backwards and forwards. You don't have to watch the whole thing.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. I do like – you can also scroll now when you go through. You can scroll through the comments, which I thought was neat.
Can you really?
Yes. I don't know how they do it. I don't know if I don't know who you got to pinch or what you got to pinch, but there's something that you can actually go through the past comments that went through too. So
yeah, if it gets really crappy out, I'm going to go into the garage and Periscope.
I was all set this Saturday. I was supposed to go out, and this is my strange way of doing a transition to actually talk about stuff on the show, but this is Cash Your Coffee, so it doesn't really matter. I was actually supposed to go meet up with a bunch of family and go to the zoo here in North Carolina, which I've never been to, the big one. And
there's a big one.
And it was, and it's got penguins and stuff. But I was gonna Periscope that, and unfortunately, the whole thing got kiboshed. So
why?
Just half the members that we were gonna meet up have infectious colds and stuff, and it was really bad. So we kind of went, why don't we do this some other time? So unfortunately, that didn't work out. But that was it. Other than that, we had typhoon rain for the past 4 days. So it's been. The sun came out finally yesterday for about 20 minutes, and today was actually quite nice.
Was there any flooding?
Lots of flooding, actually. They had a lot of, they had a lot going through and just a lot of rain and with no fun, no geocaching for me. But how about you, Scott? It looks like all three of you guys got into GIF.
Yeah, I went to the GIF and watched them. They were really good. And afterwards, we got some puzzle caches. We got some puzzle caches, and we went into the woods once. I periscoped some of it. It was a lot of fun. It was a good day.
Good stuff.
Or good night, rather. Well, not a good day. It was nighttime.
So. Yeah. Now, how many actual movies did you get to see? Was it there's like what 16 of them?
Yeah, we saw 16. Yeah.
How long did that take?
About an hour.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Corey, how about yourself?
No, they were pretty good too. So,
all right. We'll find out what your favorites are after they say it was there. Corey, what was your event like?
Yeah, I actually got to host mine because I guess I'm the guy who hosts events here in my town. So,
well, if you keep moving 10 miles north, the only thing you're going to be able to host are caribou. So,
right.
Okay, but they'll come for the popcorn.
There you go. So, yeah, literally.
Right.
What was that?
What?
Yeah. Do you get dial up out there? What are your data speeds like?
Yeah. Like 36 kbps? No.
Literally, what is your speed out there?
Right now I get 60 megs.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm supposed to. My computer's not picking it up. It's picking it up about 3.5. That's why I'm on my tablet right now.
Okay.
So
you're on a tablet right now, really? You're on a laptop.
I'm on my tablet.
Oh wow.
Yeah, his computer's not playing nice.
No. My computer's kiboshing. We just had a great time. We had a bunch of snacks, had a bunch of people out there, and enjoyed it. I kept waiting for kind of like some kind of Star Wars,
Yeah, I wish. I'll have to make a special edition just because.
Right.
They keep waiting for it.
All right, we'll say I'm going to do it just out of spite, just to see what's going on. So the event went well.
Andy, you didn't get the one?
No, I did not. The closest one was a couple hundred miles away, and it just, I'm like,
you have your own.
I know. That's how I normally am because I'm, a recluse. And me and my stuffed animals will just sit there and watch, but that's how it is.
That's how you do, yeah. Or what you do is you log in. Somebody told me, I have yet to try this. Andy, you should try this and see if it works.
Yes.
That if you log the event so log like log Steven's Infinitum's event,
right?
And then delete your log. Supposedly the souvenir stays.
Does it really?
I don't know. I can't try it. I already had it.
I would test for making sure that other people don't do that. I'll test it out to see if that works. I mean,
who really cares? I'm just curious if, like...
Wow, I've got 752 souvenirs. How did that happen?
Somebody in the chat room...
I've never even been in the space station before.
Somebody in the chat room who did not go to one, log one, and see if it works or not. Get back to us before the end of the show.
Yes, we not only do we teach you all the right things to do, we also teach you how to cheat. So that's
I'm just curious if that's rumor has it. I don't know if that's true.
I know there was a traveling cache that I logged. Uh-huh. It went to a couple states that I hadn't gotten at the time. And I got credited for those states. but I did go later and actually get those states.
Wow. Okay, Corey.
I went later. No. If anybody's in the chat room wants to try it, I've got a my event's still open. So
we'll have them test it out.
6-5 TNT. It's an easy one.
Beautiful one, really?
GC-65 TNT.
You yes, wasted yes. that on an event? You wasted that on an event. You could have had like one that looked like a
bomb. I got it.
You would have cashed it looks like a bomb. You come can't. On. You wasted that?
Oh, wow.
That's terrible. Wasted.
See, I would have done a Yosemite Sam thing with that.
I would rather waste it on an event than, than have some Leos out. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Wasted a TNT, dude.
See, you take it to a new level, though, Corey. You go through and you make a 12-foot-long, eight-inch diameter stick of dynamite.
Right.
And put, paint it, funny colors and put TNT on the side.
Right.
And I'm sure somebody would think that's actually a large stick of dynamite that a terrorist left to.
Somebody's still going to think that, yeah.
That would be a good call.
Did Groundspeak, the programs at Groundspeak, did they actually like weed out the swear words so you can't get like GC6FUCK or anything like that? Can you get that, or did they like just weed that out?
We'll have to look. Honestly, that would be funny because
awesome.
I would like G something something SHIT.
Who do we talk to about this stuff anymore?
I don't know.
Who do we talk to about this stuff anymore? I mean,
Eric's gone.
They're going, all right, we got to get rid of, the seven deadly bad words, they're immediately out. We got those out. But like,
these are the things that only Scott Burks can come up with or something like that.
D-A-M-N? Can you get that one? Where is that line drawn?
I don't know, but I think that is definitely we're going to have to check that out just to see.
Anybody listening to this show, send us your best GCs that you've gotten, because people have gotten good ones. Email it to us, your best GCs.
I think you should just check with that because
that's my best one so far. But yeah,
I think with something like that, just under keywords, that would be fun. Just to see what you can come up with. So things geocachers do.
I would pay to get a killer GC code,
GC66FUCK? Come on, dude. Oh my God. That'd be phenomenal.
Or add a U on the end of it. Come on.
Scott would make a terrific
Jeez, that would be great. So that's something I never would have ever considered. Thank you, Scott. You are just that's why you're here, my friend. You are here to bring up interesting conversation.
Yep.
Wow. So I think we should move on from that because this is Cash or Coffee. We're just going to ramble all night anyway. So
this is a total Cash or Coffee.
Exactly. Let me get this little bit of business out of the way, and then we'll go from there. Podcast.
I forgot. Walt got crap.
Did he really?
He got crap. Jesse's texting me right now saying Walt got crap, and she's totally right because he made a cash out of it.
Oh my gosh,
he made a crap cash out of it.
There you go. And
so
Jesse saw G. Wait, Jesse saw GC666DCK. He says it made him laugh.
Wow. Hey, And what do? You imagine just looking at the listing and suddenly realizing you got a little gem like that?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, come on. So apparently, crap is good. That made the cut.
Yeah, that's...
That
means that poop's got to be out there, too. So
poop
just
would be awesome.
Oh, gosh.
How about duty? Shout out duty.
That's what we're going to do tonight, folks. We're just going to come up with dirty word caches.
I'm just going to keep publishing caches like at 66 duty.
All right.
A-Shark, let us know. A-Shark decided to log my event, so let us know if you can delete
it. Yeah, we'll find out.
Delete it, yeah.
All right, well, let me...
Delete it and still get the souvenir. So.
Under that same vein, what happens if you actually, and this is Cash or Coffee.
Yeah, this is where you can talk.
So under the same vein, what about an icon? What if I go log the ape cache and then delete it? Do I lose the icon or do I keep
the icon?
This is
do you?
Okay.
Really, Taz, delete it. You've already got it. You can go log it again.
You just got to go back to Brazil. There's no
not
problem.
Chancing it.
All right. Let me get past this little bit of work, and then we'll go back into that. All right. Because this is awesome. I love this. Poundcast Roundup.
Really? You said Poundcast?
It could be. I'm just going to hit this.
That's my porno podcast I did after this one.
Oh, Lord. Kids, if you're listening at home, go away. Turn the radio dial because this is going to be how it is tonight. All right. Oh. Scott has finally won. He has finally won the podcast roundup, letting our viewers know what the heck's going on in the geocaching community. Oh, my God. Let's see. GeoGearheads. Yes, I'm trying to keep some fit of civility, and I'm the one that started it. GeoGearheads, episode 202, randomized. Holy crap. XXXIX. So that's, what, 39. Corey Stevens, if he can get his computer working. Michael Miller. And Chris and Daryl.
Data fix it, dude.
Yeah, really. are going to return, and I love how he put this, return for a discussion about a seemingly random selection of topics in a single episode. Really? So that's how that works. A seemingly random selection of topics. So check out GeoGearheads tomorrow, and just because. And then also, before you do that, check out the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast, where we have no idea what we're talking about, so we're calling it the November Mishmash episode. So... Mm-hmm. That'll be another set of random stuff that we can't. You know, what happens is you get so many episodes for geocaching, and you only go so far, and after a while you just say, I'm just going to grab whatever I can put together, and we're going to make a show out of it. That's what the randomized show is for them. That's what Cache of Coffee is for us, and that's what Mishmash is for GeoSnippets. So check them out tomorrow. It's actually, we got a lot of prizes and a lot of good stuff we're giving away tomorrow on GeoSnippets Reboot Podcast. And finally, and I'm almost afraid to ask, if you feel like giving us money because... Obviously, we need to get it for getting off the substance abuse that we're on. Please send us money because we'd love it. Click on our Patreon graphic and throw a couple bucks each month, and we would appreciate it because, one, Corey needs stuff because...
Corey needs a premium account.
He needs a premium account, and he also has to get off his... cough syrup addiction. So either that or whatever. So send us some money. We'd greatly appreciate it. All right. And finally, we are going to move on to Corey, are you even going to be able to do this for the news?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to let Corey.
No one will hear him.
Nobody will hear him, but we're going to do this. All right. You ready? Time to read the news.
Everybody watch my window, and I'll do the news. I'll do the...
Okay.
Corey will speak.
I'm going to do this.
Sign language.
Signed by Scott. Corey, here we go. Here's the news.
The news. So, from geocaching headquarters, New Year's is a holiday celebrated by people all over the world.
Except, I'm not going to say it. I'll get hate mail.
Everybody celebrates it.
Whether you celebrate by eating grapes, like in Spain, or decorating your home as they do in Japan, New Year's is a time to remember the past year and welcome the next. This year, we invite you and your loved ones to say goodbye to 2015 and hello to 2016 with two new geocaching souvenirs. Find a geocache or attend an event on December 31st to earn the goodbye 2015 souvenir, then start your year off right with a hello 2016 souvenir, which can be earned by finding a geocache or attending an event on January 1st.
All right, so awesome. That's two souvenirs in one. I'm just saying.
Now, anybody listening to this show, hopefully we'll find out. All you have to do is just log a cache and then
and leave.
Delete it.
And it'll be fine. We'll find this out because...
So did it work?
We do this. We do this so you don't have to. That's
right. You need to put out the hangover cache.
I love what other people do. Like they find they eat grapes in Spain. In America, we get pissed, load drunk.
Yeah, that reminds me with I used to work at Domino's Farms headquarters. It's where the company, the EDI company that I worked for, also Domino's Farms owned this huge campus. And on the wall, they have different toppings for the pizzas, depending on where you are geographically. And you would be surprised. I think the top thing in Japan is squid.
On a pizza?
On a pizza. Mm. So, I mean, you get all this weird combinations of stuff of going, I don't think I'd try that. So, just saying. All right, let's move on to...
Calamari pizza?
Hey, you know? Yeah. Little sauce, little ink. I mean, what are you going to do?
Hold on. So far, logging and deleting the log worked. Hold on, people are looking here.
All right. Now, kids, don't do this at home. This is only for your parents. Don't do that.
I refresh the souvenir page, and the icon has stayed so far. You say, oh, somebody logged in a Montana. Oh, they got the Montana State icon as well. Because they logged Corey's
event. All right, kids, this is what you're not supposed to do. We're just saying.
So this don't is the way to do cheat, guys. Uncle Scotty found a way to cheat the system, guys.
Don't do this at home. Unless you want Montana as your state.
Well, don't do Corey's, but yeah, find one in your state and log it. There you go, Andy. Boom, you got it. You got the souvenir.
All right. Well, while you ponder this, let's do the geocaching question of the day.
We haven't done that yet.
Good Lord. We got to regroup. Oh, we're just going to ramble. Here we go. Geocaching question of the day. Here we go.
All right, do it. Right,
we're doing it. Geocaching question of the day.
Hey, cachers, this is Lookout Lisa from Cache Advance, and I'm your host for the geocaching question of the day. Well, Cache Advance is your geocaching hub for all your caching needs, including the Cache Crate, a monthly subscription box of geocaching and outdoor gear. Well, Mondays through Thursdays, we ask our followers on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+ a question about geocaching. We recently asked, did you earn your Geocaching Film Festival or GIF souvenir this past weekend? And yes, for the bonus, if yes, what was your favorite movie? Well, after tallying all the answers, we found that most cachers that had an event near them attended and got their souvenirs. So here's what we heard. Those that didn't basically didn't have the opportunity to attend or host an event. Like Dawn, she shared, nope, nearest one was over 200 miles away. Well, you know, even though the original GIF was rained out, it was a part of the block party weekend back in August, I think this past weekend's method of letting hosts worldwide host GIF events brought the films to a much wider audience in general. So for those that did get their souvenir, Brian on Facebook quite summed up the majority of our answers. He shared, my favorite was Saturday, but I also like the future of geocaching. These were selected by the audience at the event as best overall and most creative, respectively. You know, Brian, I quite agree. I loved both of those films. I'm not sure, though, that I can wait 100 years for the Muggle cloaking device. I may have to get going on the R&D for that new product. Well, as always, we really enjoyed hearing about the Geocaching Film Festival, and you can, too, if you follow us, Cache Advance on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ for the geocaching question of the day. Thanks and happy caching.
Well, thank you, Lisa. And yeah, I was going to ask you guys. I'm open mic for the rest of the show, so we're just going to ramble. I was going to be curious to see. Did you pick what your favorite one was, and what was it about?
Yeah, I like the dog one. So is that Saturday? Is that what that one was? I think it was.
Yeah,
that one was good. I thought that one was really good. I mean, they were all good. I thought they were all, in their own way, good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a couple were boring, but most of them were really good. I loved the ones where the guy was going up the hill, that one big, big steep hill that he was going up, that mountain.
Oh, hill.
That one was really good. Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
So that was the beginning one. That was the beginning one. That wasn't even an entry. That was a lackey.
Oh, really? Is it really?
I thought that was amazing. Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to plan on doing a binge, because you can see a lot of these off on YouTube now.
Okay.
And check it. Yeah, from what I understand, and you can go and check them out and see what they are. So I'm gonna do a binge afternoon and just kind of.
Yeah, they should have done this all along. I think it's a much better idea than doing it at the block party, which actually like having people. I mean, look how many more people saw it now that they did it this way.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
it's a great idea. Well, it was such a simple idea, like. Like, hey, why don't we just give it out to the people who want to host an event? They get to host an event, and boom, everybody gets to see it.
I was surprised how many people rented out theaters. Corey did his in his church. I mean,
I went to a church. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. So you go you go for your sacrificial, and you get the movie to boot. It's a two for one. It's a twofer.
Right? Jesus loves the romantic comedy.
You get saved for your sins, and you get to watch geocaching movies. I love it. I'm going to hell. That's all there is to it.
He just loves you.
Oh, man. So, yeah, the rest of it, we had such a good roll with dirty named geocaches. I don't know how to top that.
You don't. That's what I'm saying. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
And good night. We're done. But no, I.
Well, here, somebody said here, Aardvark, AV Shark said GC Boob. Apparently it's with a B00B, but it's been archived. Somebody look it up.
Oh, man. Now, why would you. See, how do you archive something like that?
Well, I know. How do you do that? Yeah, I agree completely. You keep that going. You know,
you
replace it as many times as necessary. And it better be a boob.
I was going to say, there's got to be something with that. I mean, you can't just not have something like that and follow suit. Waste something
golden like that. That's gold.
So somebody...
it's GCB00B.
Oh, there you go.
And it's got to be like an 8008 or an 8008.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure there's got to be some combinations in there. Now, see, that's what we got to do is we got to go through and spend a week working on this and just find every dirty name geocache we can and make a list.
Well, that's why you have a large audience and you let them go. They've seen it all. Let them tell you.
Tell us. Send it to headhardhead at geocachingpodcast.com, man.
Ivy Church says National Park Service forced it to be archived. That's what happens. It's because it had the word boob in it. We can have something. The cache was named Boobies.
There was too many people going there and taking pictures exposing themselves.
Everybody, it was a topless geocache. What's going on?
God, there are just no. The kicker is that I've got a set of boobies right over here. I do. Let's see.
Oh, Andy, don't take your top off. What are you doing?
I can't find them right now. Coins and Pins sent me a whole set of booby tags.
Yeah, booby tags.
The bird, folks, the bird. But that's what they are, blue-footed boobies.
That's what I said, the blue-footed boobies.
I'm just saying, if you got to, you know, if I'm whistling dirty songs, that's your problem, not mine. Wow.
Hey. I just read a statistic saying that 69% of all people will read a dirty meaning into everything.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. Of course they will.
Yes.
That's why the bell was
invented. That's why we've got the bell. It doesn't even have to be close.
To call it out.
That's right.
And what percent was that?
Yeah, the other percent are dead.
69%.
They're dead or they're under the age of 10. That's what it is.
Man. You know, I just realized we have just degraded down to the OBEEP level. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Oh, Mark, we love you. I'm just saying.
So I had a great time at the event. I wish they did it every year instead of just doing it at the block party. I don't know what they're. So are they done with the event now?
Yeah, they're done with the gifts.
Why?
They
stop. They got a gold mine here with what they're doing here.
I think if this is one of the things before if it was a situation, obviously they stopped doing the block party, so something's up with that. Right. If it was too much of a production for them to put the bed sheet up and put on a projector, mm-hmm. I don't know. But if it was too much for them to do that, why not have it set up where they simply pick the top 16 – put them on YouTube, and the people don't even have to get downloaded the files from them, or they can make a central area where you can download them if you want them. You just run them off of YouTube. You know, you can do that with Chromecast. You can put Chromecast in the thing, send it out, and go.
Yeah, I mean, they could literally put the whole hour right there on YouTube and just have people
just run it.
Here you go. Yeah, and run it when they want it. And still have your gifts, but also if somebody like you can just go watch it as well.
Exactly. Yeah, like me. The ones that don't get invited to anything. I'm just saying.
The hardest part of the whole thing is actually judging it and getting all, you know, weeding out all the crap.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
that's probably what they're sick of.
All right, so the you set up a committee to do that. I mean, somebody's going to volunteer to do it.
I guess. Why not?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I don't know. They weren't even really too. too worried about it. I mean, they said, hey, if you guys take an unofficial voting, you know, be sure to tell the geocacher.
Yeah, say, hey, congrats, we loved it or didn't or whatever. Yeah.
You know, and there was a couple that I thought that really took off. There was a couple that tied in my event. So you know, I just shot them off a note saying, hey, you know what, we really enjoyed your video. Please keep it up. And if there's an opportunity, please do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Saturday wanted ours. I think that's the that was the big winner.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they could come up with ideas and just, you know, let the geocaching community take over with it, because I think they're going to be more surprised with the creativity of what people come up with. I mean, who would have thought, hey, I'll just rent out a movie theater. Let's go do that. I mean, you know, they're going to come up with ways of doing this, and it's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it. Have fun. And there's other things I think they could come up with that as well.
So AV Shark just put in the chat room. I now have a Project Ape icon and a Brazil icon.
Oh my God! We just started. We opened Pandora's box.
Going to blacklist me. What did I just figure out here?
Please send all hate mail and/or banning to Scott Bergs. Yeah, geocachingpodcast.com.
So, AV Shark, did you delete it as well, I'm assuming? It's going to take it might take a minute or two for him to respond.
Can you delete it? You just deleted the log?
Let's check it out. Wait, I'm going to check it out. His caching ID is A. Shit, I don't even know how to say that. A Shark, but there's a. Dude, could you make your name any more annoying?
Mika Wow Wow?
You know, AV Shark, FYI, you could change your caching name. Okay, hold on. Let me do this.
Oh, kids, don't listen.
Upside down V to make it a.
Yes, he deleted his log. Wait, I gotta find him. Oh man, I hate the new geocaching site. I really, really hate it. I hate it.
We're all doomed.
Sorry.
He says it's a
carrot, dude. If you have to explain to me what it is in your name, you shouldn't have it in your name.
Don't even tell him what a tilde is. All right, I'm just saying.
A carrot. Where the hell is the carrot on my goddamn keyboard?
It's just above the chick.
Hey, AV Shark, you want to tell me where it is on my keyboard?
The chicka. The chicka.
Where is it?
It's above the six.
It's on the six. Oh, there it is. Okay. A.
It's just above the chica that makes jalapeno into jalapeno.
That is just way too difficult.
Okay, and you do programming?
I never used that thing.
That's a different type. That's in scripting, not in programming. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a script. I apologize.
Above the six. No, it's telling me. Too late. I already know. So how the hell? Hidden by A. He's hidden four caches, and they're all archived. Is that you, dude?
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Yep, that's him. He's hidden four. Dude, you've got 5,000, almost 6,000 caches you've found, and you've hidden three or four? Really? Come on, dude. Hey, buddy. Hey, big guy. Time to give back to the community. How about that? Huh? Really? Come on, dude.
Wow.
No, you do not have it. No, it's not on there.
Okay, so it deleted it.
It deletes it. Yeah,
okay, good.
I'm looking at his finds right now.
For all you people that are out there going, I want to try it, don't forget to delete it so that we don't get banned.
They're getting banned.
We're already on the, you know, GC Comms HQ's hit list anyway. So.
SHIT list. I can't imagine that.
But then delete his two souvenirs because he would have got an ape souvenir and a Brazil souvenir.
Oh, wow.
The person that logged the ape cache.
Wow. So,
so let's see if he got this. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the icons. Let's look at the souvenir.
Go ahead.
He's got the Brazil souvenir. He does have that.
Okay.
I'm looking for the ape one. He does not have the ape. Does the ape one have a souvenir?
Should.
I'm pretty sure it does. Let me check my profile.
I see a Brazil souvenir, but I don't see an ape souvenir.
Wow.
My goodness. Why is Josh? Oh, look at Joshua's actually. Right now.
Live interaction.
He's literally, how do you know they're done with GIF? What is he in the room? How does he?
he's probably watching us live.
I think they said that there is something special about the communal nature of watching on a big screen with a group. My bet is that they are going to do this again next year.
Thank there, you, there was. Thank you, Joshua. I think there was actually
a vlogger right there.
Yes, thank you, Joshua, the geocaching vlogger. He is a good friend.
See, he gets his two cents in by texting.
He does. Well, it through that or Periscope? Because one of the two is going to go through. There was actually there was something said somewhere, and I can't remember where it was. I think it was off the geocaching blog where they actually said the final, the last. So
yeah, I thought that too. I heard that as well.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm going.
I totally agree with you. Yes. Okay, so I'm back on a what is it, Carrot Box, geocaches.
There is a Project 8 cache souvenir.
Okay.
He does not have it, but he does have Brazil. Brazil did not go away, but the Abe cache souvenir is not there.
Okay. So
nor is it in his icon.
Don't play with fire, because if not, I'm just saying, we are not responsible. That's what I got to say. We are not responsible for the consequences of you playing around with souvenirs.
Yeah, don't blame enough. Scott made me do it.
No.
You're all grown people. Don't blame me.
Here's the biggest thing. If you really want an icon and a souvenir that's going to stick, make sure you go out there and really get it.
Yes, so, there you go.
Sorry.
Nice back response. But nice backpedaling there, Corey.
Go
good
and
stuff.
Earn it.
We yes, just job, help.
HR. Thank you for that. We appreciate you.
Yes. We are just QA testing to see if you can do it. And
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Exactly. And we have found that.
For QA testing that a carrot shark. We appreciate that very much. You might be the only person ever. So Carrot, I'm just curious. I'm going to call you Carrot. How do you sign your name, like, in a log? Do you go, like, a...
Chica.
Like a Chica Shark? Is that what you do?
Well, if you think about it, the carrot looks like a shark fin.
Totally, you're right.
There you go. And he's probably going, duh.
There's no way he thought of that.
Oh,
you just totally
that's good.
Like,
I'm trying the best I can. If the man's going to get banned from geocaching.com for crying out
loud,
what I'm just saying.
You know what he should have done? Instead of going a carrot, he should have went the more than. It totally would look
like a shark. Oh, yeah, that would look like it.
To a moorland, like a more than a carrot, and then shark.
Okay.
You would totally look like a shark.
And then that would confuse people even more, like Scott Burks, with what you need to do.
Watch. I'm going to do it in the chat room right now. Okay. Anybody in the chat room watching this?
All right. We're doing things. Oh, great. You know what that's going to
look
like? There you go.
It looks like a shark.
It does look like it.
There is an Ask a Shark as a geocacher name. He's from North Texas.
Is he now?
Is it really?
That really does look good. Yes. I like that.
There is one.
Now we're going to get all the geocachers that have the ASCII graphics built into their names. And some of them are going to go with the same theme we went with geocaches earlier today. So I'm just saying.
So I don't know why AV Shark is actually AV Shark in the chat room, but he's A Carrot Shark in his name.
I don't know. I try not to figure that out. People are special in their own way.
Because our chat room probably wouldn't allow the special character.
Oh, you think the chat room wouldn't allow? No, it does. Look at I just did a shark in it.
Yes.
No, it totally does.
Wow.
There you go. All right. Thank you, A-Shark.
Thank you.
We
do appreciate it. And anytime we need test people to try stuff that we are not willing to do ourselves, we are so glad you guys are along. I'm just saying.
Thank you for being the whipping boy. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Wow. All right. Well, I think we've beat this horse as bad as we can for this one, but this was an interesting talk. I do agree. This was fun for just a plain old
talk about nothing.
Yeah, show about nothing, and all that's missing is the alcohol. I'm just saying.
Yep.
For some of us. I'm just saying. It's all right. Corey. Well, I'm telling
Corey's
you, man.
Like, Corey's like way ahead of you.
Lay off the cough syrup, I'm just saying. All right. Well, why don't we wrap this up while I still have eyes to be able to talk this. And next time we'll actually have some kind of constructive stuff. But this was fun. I like it where we do things where we you know, potentially get in trouble and open Pandora's box. And I'm sure
no,
we'll...
We actually learned things tonight.
We did learn.
We learned things.
We learned what you should not do. I'm just saying.
We learned things. It's not like we didn't do anything.
And if I can't get into my account. All right, that's good. All right, well... We'll be fixing things later. This is probably our last broadcast.
Oh, God, I took a big swig when you said that.
Oh, there it is. All right. So come back tomorrow when Friendly Head Hard Hat on the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast. We'll be around. The good Head Hard Hat, because Evil Head Hard Hat's banned. Oh, so all right, we're gonna wrap this up, folks. Thanks for stopping by. We hope you enjoyed the little bit of fun we had tonight. It was all in fun. And please support our show, because this is going to be the only thing we're going to be living off of for a while. I can see that already. Check out our Patreon and our PayPal areas for that. If you please consider sending a couple bucks our way, tell other geocachers, because they're not going to believe you about our show, that they got to come and listen to us and find out for real that, well, yes, we actually do talk about stuff like this. All right. I'm still working on boobies. All right, let's go, because this is good. Thank you, folks, for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. Thank you to Lisa for cache-advance.com. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast, right here on the Geocaching Podcast website at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. The video version of our show is available on YouTube, and the audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, and many of your favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites or contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production and is produced by Andy Smith, Scott Burks, Corey Stevens, and Chad Courtney. This show is copyright 2015 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.